Ephesians chapter 5. Be therefore imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, even as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or greediness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints. And obscenity and foolish talking, or sly, filthy jesting, which are not becoming, but rather the giving of thanks. For this you realize, knowing that every fornicator, or unclean person, or greedy person who is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with vain words, for because of these things the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them, for you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is well-pleasing to the Lord, and do not participate in the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather even reprove them. For the things which are done by them in secret, it is shameful even to speak of. But all things which are reproved are made manifest by the light, for everything that makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look therefore carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord, giving thanks at all times for all things, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to our God and Father, being subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also let the wives be subject to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the Word, that he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish. In the same way, the husbands also ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ also the church, because we are members of his body. For this cause, a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. This mystery is great, but I speak with regard to Christ and the church. Nevertheless, you also, each one of you, in the same way love your own wife as yourself, and the wife should fear her husband.